God in Christ gave grace to sinners who repented in all eras. Jesus proclaimed these words to John, Revelation 3:20, Behold, I stand at the door, and knock, if any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. If you take heed and open your hearts, and invite Jesus to come into your lives, you will eat and drink spiritually with him. Obey the Spirit of God while he is striving with you. Otherwise, there will be a sudden revulsion from God, and he will stir up his righteous indignation and consume you in his anger. Psalm 7:11, God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. God said to Noah, Genesis 6:3, and the Lord said, My Spirit shall not always strive with man. There is a limited time in which the Lord strives to save humanity. John described the Spirit of God in the symbol of a man, who is Jesus, standing at the door of a stranger's house. The stranger is a sinner. Jesus is knocking and seeking to come into the heart of the sinners. If they ignore the knocking and fail to open the door, which is their hearts, he will go away. Who knows, that may be the last time that the Spirit of God will strive to come into the hearts of unbelievers. If God ordained you to be a child of his, you will obey the gospel of Jesus Christ when he is speaking to your heart. Jesus said, St. John 10:27, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Isaiah saw Israel, a perpetual backslider from God, laden in sin. The Spirit of God was continuously striving with his people throughout the ministry of the prophet. Isaiah 1:18, Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It matters not how long it has been since you have backslidden from God, today, he is extending an invitation to you to come to him and repent, and he will wash your sins away. Verse 19, If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. The prophet Isaiah confronted Israel with a choice. If it is your choice to obey God's word, you will have the goodness and mercy of the Lord in times of trouble. Jesus said, St. John 8:51, Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. In that verse, Jesus is proclaiming that if we obey his word, we will never feel the pains of hell, which is the second death, because we are holy. Psalm 16:10, For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Isaiah 1:20, But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The Lord is calling all sinners to repentance. Verses 16-17, Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well. The Word of God explicitly states that repentance is essential before forgiveness. Jesus declared to his disciples, St. Luke 17:3, Take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. The Lord will grant forgiveness to those who repent. Jesus proclaimed to John, Revelation 3:19, As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore, and repent. As the Spirit of God strives with your heart to forsake your ways, God is manifesting his mercy and love toward us also. God's standard for humanity is holiness, which he exemplified in his word. We must be holy if we expect to see Jesus in peace. God said to Moses, Leviticus 11:44, For I am the Lord your God, ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Furthermore, let us look in St. Luke 1:70, Zacharias said, As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. Verses 74-75, That he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. This was the prophecy of Zacharias the priest concerning the promise of the holy covenant by the blood of Jesus. In God's true church, the priests marry. Zacharias was married to Elizabeth, and she miraculously conceived a son in her womb when she was old, to whom the angel named John. St. Luke 1:5-7, there was in the days of Herod, a certain priest named Zacharias, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Verse 13, the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Verse 15, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. This sinful world does not celebrate as great people those who do not drink wine or strong drink, who obey God and are holy. The Lord looked down over the generations of humanity and saw that there was no deliverer from sin and death. Moses was dead, and death claimed many of the great patriarchs. As great as Moses was, he could not deliver himself from death, for he, and many of the prophets of all times were captives of death. However, Enoch and Elijah were symbols of all believers of all times whom God regenerated, and escaped death and hell, which is the second death. Hebrews 11:5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Elijah and Elisha were walking and talking together in 2 Kings 2:11, and it came to pass, as they still went on, and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Prior to the coming of Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah, the Spirit of the Lord revealed to Isaiah the prophet that Jesus Christ would deliver believers of all eras from sin and death. Isaiah 25:8, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. Sin caused death. Paul said, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the fullness of time, God manifested himself to the world in the form of human flesh to fulfill his holy covenant. Let us look in St. Matthew and see God still striving with humanity. St. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. This was the mission of Jesus Christ, because he came to save sinners from their sins. He paid the debt for our salvation with his life, which was death on the cross, that he might restore us to his spiritual image and standard, which is holiness. Let us look in the second chapter of Philippians to see the suffering and humility of Jesus for our sakes, stated in Philippians 2:8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Paul said in this verse that Jesus humbled himself as a lamb, and gave his life for our redemption. Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape, if we neglect so great salvation? We will not escape the judgment of God if we neglect the long-suffering of God for our salvation. There is a time when God's Spirit strives with humanity to repent of their sins. The Spirit of God will save those who repent of their sins. Apostle Paul repented and turned from Judaism to Christianity and said to the Roman Christians, Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. If you believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God to deliver you from sin, God's Spirit will set you free from all your sins this very hour. Jesus said, St. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. We must believe that the name of Jesus will save us from all sin. The power of God for deliverance is the name of Jesus. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The name of the Lord is Jesus. The angel, Gabriel, pronounced his name, Jesus. By calling the name, Jesus, he can save us from sudden death, deliver us from sin, and heal us of sickness. There is nothing in heaven or earth that is not in subjection to the name of Jesus. All power and authorities must humble to the name of Jesus. Philippians 2:10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth. Give glory to God. God exalted the name of Jesus above every name. He will never save in this world, or in the world to come those who do not humble themselves. The name Jesus possesses all powers of the Godhead. Many people today refuse to humble at the name of Jesus for their salvation. The Holy Spirit, through Jesus, was exhorting the disciples to choose the difficult way of humility, for it is the way that leads to life. Jesus declared, St. Matthew 7:13, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." You might live in pleasures to please yourself, but that broad way leads to eternal punishment. Jesus Christ will give honor to us who suffer for preaching the gospel and living the righteous life of a Christian. St. Matthew 19:28-29, "And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life." A Christian's life is a life of suffering, but at the end, everlasting life with Jesus Christ. Jesus said, St. Matthew 7:14, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Jesus warned his disciples that he would not save the masses. Many will refuse to choose the difficult and narrow way for his sake. That is a warning to all humanity who refused the manifold gift of grace of Jesus Christ for their salvation. Jesus Christ revealed to John, who was explicit and proclaimed, Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." John continues, Revelation 18:14, "And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all." Our first parents, Adam and Eve, ate of the forbidden fruit that caused sin and death. They were examples of those who commit the sin of lust. Genesis 2:16-17, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." All those who live the broad ways of sin will come to destruction of hell, which is the second death. That is the judgment of God executed without mercy for sin. 1 Timothy 5:6, "But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth." Jesus revealed to John, Revelation 20:4, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them." Verse 15, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Verse 14, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. According to those scriptures, God's Spirit will no longer strive with humanity for salvation, but vengeance and judgment will prevail against them without mercy. Jesus will judge the righteous and the wicked, because he gave his life for us. Those who reject his covenant of holiness will be lost. Jesus revealed to John in Revelation 1:18, "I am he that liveth, and was dead, and, behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death." Jesus has power to cast into the lake of fire, and he has power to give eternal life. Jesus concludes, St. John 5:28-29, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. The wise preacher King Solomon articulated, Ecclesiastes 12:13-14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good, or whether it be evil.